You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
This is week 122 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And today is Monday, September 14th. And you're like, wow, this feels so weird. It's like, didn't you promise that we were going to listen to an episode while you were gone? And I was like, yeah, I did promise that. But sometimes, this is a life education moment. I like to teach things with this podcast. Sometimes people don't follow through on their promises.
You don't always get what we say.
No. I think it's good that we start that now.
And you may not have even wanted it anyway.
No. Because it was really bad.
It was, yeah.
Originally, it was supposed to be Age of Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were running late, and I was like, let's look for something that's only 30 minutes. So then we proceeded to look for an hour and a half to try to find something that was only 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And we settled on the Super Mario show.
Yes.
I think that's what it's called. And it's like a 30-minute terrible cartoon on Netflix. And I realized as we were driving around today, I was like, we should have just done a review on SWAT or a commentary on SWAT.
Yeah.
I think we should do that. I think that should be our next commentary.
I think we definitely should do that. Because then I got something to say about it the whole time. The other thing we hadn't even seen.
We hadn't seen it.
So we like, how do we describe this? And then it's like, this is pretty dumb
yeah.
of what's going on.
I'm going to release it someday.
Yeah. Just as a bonus.
Just one day when like Mario's related.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay.
There, we finally got something bankable.
Yeah. Should it be banked? That's another question.
That's a question for another day.
Yeah.
But it is right now.
It is banked right now.
Yes.
So yeah, it is September 14th. It is a Monday, so that means Star Wars and superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
In the other way around, though. But first, at the top of the episode, I want to say rest in peace to Wes Craven.
Yes. Yeah, while we were gone, it was reported that he had died.
Yeah, it was very sad.
Yeah.
It feels weird. It's like, this is, I think, the second or third time someone I was very passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
Dies like right out while I'm passionate about them,
yeah.
And like we talked about it a lot on the podcast in the recent weeks, with like because I was revisiting Nightmare on Elm Street every week. It feels like we're talking about like, is it so bad that a child molester gets burned, or is it worse that
exactly?
A child
we're always bringing
burned.
Up Freddy Krueger, he's so, like one of the our top like
mentions on the podcast, at least recently,
yeah, definitely recently.
And then I remember it also happened to Philip Seymour Hoffman when he died. Mm-hmm. Like a few weeks before that, I was like, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Philip Seymour Hoffman, Philip Seymour Hoffman. And then in the news, Philip Seymour Hoffman's dead. And I'm like, no, why?
Why does this have to happen?
Whenever I get like passionate about something, the person ends up dying.
Yeah.
So don't let me get too close to anyone ever again. That's my lesson. That's my lesson. Because they're just going to go and die on you. But yeah, it's sad. I didn't know he directed Red Eye.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
And then Scream, and then Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah. Yeah, big loss. He was, like, especially in the world of today, like, no one's creating new, iconic,
that's
scary characters. No, like, what's that most iconic?
Well, that's the crazy thing to me, because I didn't know he made Scream.
Yeah.
I always thought it was just Nightmare on Elm Street.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, who else can say that, like, 10 years later? Like, they make something so successful.
Yeah.
10 years later, make something just as, in my opinion, pretty just as successful.
Very successful.
Successful enough where they have a TV show.
Yeah.
And, like, had, like, what, 3 or 4 movies. They had a parody series based off of that, because Scary Movie was based off of Scream originally.
Yeah.
So it's, like, crazy. It's really crazy to me.
Yeah, it's really big, like, just to, like, get into the, like, do one of those things, let alone both of those things.
Yeah.
Is,
like, he
giant.
Scared. He gave nightmares to, like, multiple generations.
Yeah.
And that
not everyone can say that.
No, I don't think so. But it reminds me, like, I was telling someone after he died, I was like, I think I shared the story on the podcast how I found Freddy Krueger so frightening.
Mm-hmm.
Was because, like, my family used to have a video store, and then in the closet there was, like, a red light, because I guess the lights weren't supposed to, like, for the tapes or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd have to go through that room. And then that's where the bathroom was. But on the door of the bathroom, there was a life-size Freddy Krueger poster. And then inside that bathroom, there was only a red light. But it was above a fan. Mm-hmm. So as the fan blades were like going around, like it would cut out the light. It would make the light really choppy. Oh, wow. It was horrifying.
That is pretty terrifying.
And that was with me.
And that was unintentional, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Like the poster, you didn't like set it up so the poster and the light and the fan and all that. It just happened to be that way.
And it was like from ages like 2 to 8 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's a big loss, I remember.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, let's move on to some superhero news. Since there is so much to talk about, 2 weeks worth of news. Mm-hmm. Let's get into it.
Yeah, the big, huge news with the... It's not really about anything specific, but it's just the overarching Marvel brain trust, I guess you would say, of the cinematic universe. So how it used to work was Kevin Feige and a group... There's like a group committee that makes a lot of the decision with Marvel, and the guy they got to report to is Ike...
Perlmutter.
Perlmutter, yeah. And he is the guy that owns, or he owned Marvel.
Yeah, like back, after they went bankrupt or something?
When they went bankrupt, he bought it on the cheap, and then he rose them back up. And
apparently this guy's like known to be very stingy.
Yeah.
And like very controlling and micromanaging.
Yeah, he's like, he's the main guy who's like, oh, the actors' contracts, like we don't want to like pay them that much. Like Robert Downey Jr. is the only guy who really has like a great yeah. contract. Everyone else, he's like trying to stay on the cheap. Directors, they're like, get guys that are on their last legs that need a second chance. Like, we can make these movies without him. He's like the main voice of that. So he's trying to cut corners. And so now, Kevin Feige, apparently it was reported on Civil, like because of Civil War, he's that was his last straw and he almost quit.
Yeah, apparently he like spoke to Bob Iger a few months ago.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, I'm very displeased with what's going on. Like, I will walk.
Yeah, exactly. Because he wants to do things that are great. And
yeah.
He doesn't want to be constrained by money because they're making so much profit. They're like, yeah, but we can make it like a little bit better if we're just able to do certain things.
Yeah.
And he's like really pushing the product. And everyone knows Disney is willing to spend because they're really about like how much they're spending on Star Wars and stuff. Yeah, they just want the quality. And that way they'll just... That way they can keep making more.
Mm-hmm.
But the other guy's just a big businessman, so he's like, yeah, but we're doing great with what we're doing, trying to cut corners. But so now it's just going to be Kevin Feige mainly making the important decisions. It was a group of like 6 people. Now it's down to Kevin Feige.
Like John Lasseter and...
Well, I think it's just the Marvel group is Kevin Feige, Louis Esposito, and Victoria Alonso. And then they report directly to Disney instead of going through Ike.
Yeah.
That way that's just one step instead of a step in between where he's like, yeah, we don't want to spend that money.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. And the fact that Kevin Feige was willing to walk away just because of that.
Shows you how bad it must have been.
Yeah. Because he's like the godfather right now, like given so much praise and no one would blame him for just being, okay, I got to deal with this, but we'll just make the best we can out of this. But he's like, no. I want more control. I want more control, pretty much.
Yeah.
So
it's really fascinating because I also found out this is what happened to Pixar, I believe. Like John Lasseter used to have to report to someone, and then he started building that relationship directly with Bob Iger.
Yeah.
So it's like I wonder if we're going to see Kevin Feige's role in Disney as a whole become more important.
Yeah.
But apparently, like they already had it set up like this for Lucasfilm. Where it's directly with Disney.
Exactly.
So it's like Bob Iger is really in control. I mean, sadly, only for a few more months because I think he's stepping down in June, I believe. So we'll see what happens after that. My theory is John Lasseter is going to take his place. John Lasseter has been at the company for a long time. And he like started out very early.
Because
he's been with them forever.
They haven't announced who's replacing him yet.
But I think...
I'm sure
the weird thing is he's older than I think he's older than Bob Iger, or he's like not much younger than Bob Iger. Mm-hmm. So it'd be shocking, but I mean, look at everything Pixar's done.
Yeah,
it's so great. I wouldn't mind seeing John Lasseter or Kevin Feige really take over the helm.
I mean, they've really proved Disney like their autonomous branches are doing pretty well.
Yeah.
So it's pretty just like accomplishment for Disney to own something and not micromanage it. It's pretty impressive that they're willing to set things aside, pretty much. And then there was a Batman Superman Dawn of Justice rumor. Well, it's a rumor, but then it was confirmed, kind of.
Yeah.
So it was like, first the rumor came out that, oh, the studio wants more Batman and less Superman. And then Zack Snyder kind of said, oh, it does have more Batman than Superman. But he was trying, like, he doesn't want to offend, like, Henry Cavill, I guess, or mm-hmm. other people. He's saying, well, there's more Batman in the beginning because we just had a Man of Steel movie. So he's like, but then it evens out towards the end or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But pretty much we're getting more Batman than Superman because we need to introduce Batman, kind of thing. So,
I just made a horrible mistake, like, putting a bunch of boba in my mouth.
Yeah.
So, but to be fair, Batman's name does show up first in the title.
True.
So.
But it is funny how.
Yeah. It started out.
You look at the progression.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Man of Steel.
Man sequel. Of Steel 2.
It's Man of Steel 2. It's a sequel. Okay, Batman's going to show up, but it'll be a Man of Steel 2 sequel. Then it's like, okay.
It's Batman versus Superman.
It's Batman versus Superman.
But it's mainly from the perspective of Superman.
Exactly. He's the guy you want to root for, and now it's like, Batman put as much Batman. Is there still time to cut Superman out of the movie? Yeah. Cut him out. We can make it Batman, and then he'll take on whoever.
Yeah.
But that's what it kind of seems like it's moving towards. Like, it's like, Ben Affleck is the Batman. Cancel. Put all Man of Steel sequels on hold. Like, do whatever we can do to get more Ben Affleck Batman.
Yeah.
But it all sounds good to me, because...
Well, we only talked to one person about it, mm-hmm. and that person was disappointed about it, which I was shocked
yeah,
at.
Yeah, that's surprising
because
to
me. Because the person... Well, he's a huge Superman fan.
Yeah. I like Superman. Like, I don't like...
Man of Steel.
The Man of Steel Superman they got. Unless they change him, and he's kind of... He just is kind of boring, even... In
like
the
Henry
comics,
Cavill
even in
general.
The movies. He's just boring. Like,
show me an interesting Henry Cavill movie, and then I'll change
well, I find Henry Cavill the right person to play Superman. I just
because he's very dull.
Yeah, that's what Superman is. He's like...
He's kind of like an alien who doesn't understand how Earth works.
Exactly. So, I mean, he's playing it perfectly. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's the kind of the character.
Kind of like Ryan Gosling in Drive. I'm like, does this guy have a mental problem or not? I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I can't figure out what's wrong with Superman. He kills and then... Just doesn't know what the heck he's doing.
Yeah.
But that should be fun to see.
It will be very interesting to see.
Yeah, because I wonder how, like, is it going to be played evenly where we're supposed to be on somebody's side? Or is it like we could see it from both ways? Or is it going to...
Yeah, like, do you think this movie is going to cause any rifts in friendships where they're like, I think Batman is a hero. And then the other person's like, I think Superman's a hero.
I think they're going to try to do that. Like, that's why I'm interested for, like, Civil War. Are they going to do the same thing? Like, Iron Man's the good guy, or... Because it's a Captain America movie, so I assume we're on their side more. I don't know.
That's true. I don't know. Did you hear about that
too
movie?
Too much versing. What
it's,
about
like,
it?
Kind of a spoiler, but it's not really. Like, it doesn't have to do with something that everyone thought
it
had
to
do. Oh,
okay. I did read that. Yes. I don't think it's really... I think they've been saying that.
It doesn't have to do with the superhero registration that everyone thought it had to do with.
It's not about unmasking... It's because there are no masks, which I kind of feel like that's all this stuff. Like, it gets reported like months ago, and then they bring it back up. It's like, but is it this? And then all of a sudden, it's a
story.
Well,
that's like
again.
I saw something where because like James Gunn tweeting a lot,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, oh, is the Hulk in Guardians of the Galaxy 2? Which he answered like a few months ago, saying
no.
They
ask him every month or so.
They ask him again, and then it still gets reported on these websites.
Now
we're talking about it, so it's a big problem. We're just.
True. We're just pushing, like, continuing the cycle.
Yeah.
So it's really our fault too, I guess, but I guess it's something to know.
But we're aware of it.
And it's also, he's going to lie if it's true.
Yeah.
Like, why would you say, if it's supposed to be a secret, why would you say people? Like, and it's James, and it's weird if he doesn't say anything because he's so vocal about everything. They're like, if he says something, he's got to deny it.
Okay, so I have two more things about James Gunn.
Yes.
Number one, did you see James Gunn... They're going to start filming Guardians of the Galaxy 2 soon?
Yes.
Okay. They're going to Atlanta and they're going to start filming. Number two, James Gunn posted this thing about like, hey, we know that... Or I guess there's three things. It's like, we know that you like to put like, reference the comics a lot. Have you reached any problems with character licensing rights? And he's like, kind of, I wanted to have this like race of aliens in the movie. So then I took it to the lawyers like I always do. And they said, I can't name... the race of aliens that in the movie because it means like clitoris in Icelandic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it's something from the comics.
It's from the comics, but it's like the spoinks or something like that. And I guess spoink in Icelandic or something
is weird.
Or spoofies or something. I don't know. And then the third thing, I forgot what the third thing was. What was it? Oh, man. I'll come back to that one. I don't remember. James Gunn. What the, oh, there's one more Easter egg in Guardians of the Galaxy that no one's seen. Or that no one's mentioned.
Oh, really?
There's like a huge Easter egg.
Did you hear about the Easter egg in Age of Ultron where it's in the Thor scene and like the crazy Ragnarok or whatever, the Buffy reference or whatever?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's like the angel, the devil, and something else.
Something like that, yeah.
And like the goat or something.
Yeah.
That was pretty
Something like that. It's like, oh. Like, I find it interesting that no one picks up on that stuff. Like, like the movie was in theater so long, you figure that one I hadn't heard.
It's pretty crazy what
they're doing. But I saw, like, I also watched, they put the feature online of the Infinity Stones or whatever. And then they showed, like, Thanos with the stone. They released the image.
Which I think, him with the stones. That was in one of the trailers that they did for Infinity Wars. Like, they did that weird trailer.
That was the same thing, probably. Because
I've seen that image quite a few times now.
Yeah. And then we got some Wonder Woman rumors. Sean Bean is being considered for Ares, the God of War.
Spoiler alert, I think he's going to die.
I bet you he is. And Eva Green is being rumored for, would it be Cersei, the Sorceress?
Sure.
Let's just say that. But, yeah,
not to be confused with Lannister.
Yeah, it's a different... But, and they say, the other rumor is it's going to be set during World War I, at least for the first half or something. Which was, the old rumor was they're going to do, like, a trilogy, one set in World War I, one set in World War II, one set in present or something. So
they just totally skip over, like, Vietnam and all that.
There's a lot of weird rumors going on out there.
Oh. So she's like the Wolverine of the DC universe.
I think I also read that she's supposed to be like 300 years old at the start of Batman vs. Superman or something. That's what I heard.
Talk about GILF.
Exactly. But, yeah, so that's interesting. I think Sean Bean would be great as Ares.
Yeah. And I think the world needs more Sean Bean.
I think so, too. He's not enough places.
Because they always kill him off.
They do.
It's horrible.
They're like, he can't be for the sequel. He's not back. No way.
That's, it's sad, but...
And then Captain Marvel rumors. The rumor is that Marvel wants Rebecca Ferguson as Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Do you hear where this came from?
No.
Apparently, when they were casting Captain Marvel for Age of Ultron, it was supposed to be her.
Oh, okay.
So.
And I think she was in line to be the Gambit female lead.
Yeah.
And then she wasn't picked. Or I don't know if it was because of the... Like, they're speculating maybe she dropped out of that race because of this role was a potential or something. But I think she's from the new Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
I think that's where she's big from.
Interesting. And then X-Men Apocalypse news. You want to just take it because it's your, it's your franchise?
Yes. I did not read this rumor, but the rumor is the trailer will be attached to The Martian.
Yeah.
So,
have you seen all the reviews coming in for The Martian?
I have not.
I've seen so many reviews coming in for The Martian. Greatest movie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what else.
When's that out again?
October.
Okay.
I'm excited to see that.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's it. That seems kind of early for that trailer, though.
Yeah. Well, I think they're almost... Aren't they done filming most of the movie?
I think so, but, like, we don't think we're getting a Civil War trailer till Star Wars, right? That's when we think we're
doing that.
And that movie comes out before Apocalypse. But then again, we got a Suicide Squad trailer, and that's like a year away. So...
We'll see.
You never know with these trailers. And then we got some Flash TV news. Tony Todd will voice a villain. And I think it was left vague on purpose for some reason.
Yeah.
So.
All this news I'm reading about The Flash Season 2 looks very exciting.
Yeah. Every single character, I'm like, this is awesome. Like,
yeah.
I feel like they did so many characters in the first season, and I'm like, what are they going to do? But now they're like, we can do whatever.
And then I also read Arrow, the next season of Arrow. I don't know if it's in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be, like, better. They say they're not going to have as many flashbacks, and it's supposed to be, like, lighter or something like that.
Yeah, it's not supposed to be as dark.
Perfect.
I think they're like literally the chicken cue from Flash.
And yeah, they're like, look how many people love the Flash.
I think
Flash.
He's going to start having fun because Green Arrow has fun. That's that's part of him. He has fun. I think he's going to have more fun.
He beats his assistant and stuff.
I think. Well, he's going to be.
Can't wait until I see that.
Yeah. But he's going to be Green Arrow, I guess. So that'll be something different, too. He said he's never going to grow that goatee or anything.
That's
the beard
a shame.
Out. Just like, don't totally dismiss that.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, at least give hope to people. But and then Starling City's Star City now.
Yeah.
So
that's weird. Do you think if like a city just renamed themselves nowadays? Like, it seems like it's a pretty big city. If
it seems really weird.
If Detroit's like, we're now New York.
But it is really weird. But like in the last season, they were like teasing it. They're like, oh, we can like
we should like rebrand the city.
Like the Adam, he was like, oh, Star City or whatever. He's like, we should rebrand it Star City. And then I think they think he dies in, because I saw the trailer for the new season of Arrow, and it says like they rename it Star City in honor of him. Because I think they think he dies, if I remember correctly.
Do you think that's ever happening?
What? If you rename a city because someone dies? Or
yeah.
I don't think so.
That seems so weird.
Yeah, it's really odd, but
I only know one city that's been renamed. Well, two cities that have been renamed in my lifetime. And they're in the area. It's Laguna Hills. And part of it was renamed Laguna Woods.
Oh, yeah.
And then Lake Forest used to be called El Toro.
Yeah. I think in the real world, that wouldn't happen. But, like, people don't care because
it's not a real world, I guess.
It's not the real world. And you're like, in the comics, it's Star City, so it should have been that all along. Yeah. So we're willing to go with you on this. And then there was a ton of Luke Cage news, which is exciting. I'm kind of pumped for Luke Cage.
Whoa, do you hear that?
Yeah. That comes from the phones?
I don't know, it's never happened before.
Weird.
Okay, let's just go.
All right. Theo Rossi was added as the villain Shades, and he is described as a career criminal who's relentless, and menacing, smooth, and manipulative, street smart, and controlling. So
exciting.
That's a Luke Cage villain.
Who's Theo Rossi? Isn't he from, like, Sons of Anarchy or something?
Possibly.
Okay, sorry. I didn't want to look him up.
No, I'm just not sure. And then Claire Temple is also slated to appear. So she's like the Nick Cage slash... I'm not Nick Cage. Nick Fury slash Maria Hill of the Netflix world, I guess.
Okay.
Simone Missick is Misty Knight. And in the comics, Misty Knight is a talented NYPD officer who loses her arm to a bomb while on the job. She's given a new bionic arm by Tony Stark, which gives her superhuman strength. She later owns a private detective agency with her best friend, Colleen Wing. So that's just from the comics. That's not any description of her character.
That'd be awesome
if
she gets a bionic arm, though.
That would be pretty cool. I would think they would do that.
They should.
I don't think so. But it's cool she's shown up. Mahershala. What's his name in House of Cards? He's that guy. He's he's Remy in House of Cards. He's been cast as a Colonel Cottonmouth Stokes.
Nice.
So I really like that dude. And Frank Wally is Detective Raphael Scarf. I think he's just a detective in the comics. Also, I think he's on his side. I think he's a good guy. I think. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. And some Daredevil news. Steven Ryder has been added as a series regular, and his character is likely to be Blake Tower, a district attorney for New York City who helps Charlie Cox's Daredevil with information to help track down and capture criminals.
Okay.
And Supergirl news. Ido Goldberg will play Red Tornado and Dr. T.O. Morrow.
Whoa, is that the Japanese guy? The Japanese samurai guy who spins around? Is that Red Tornado?
What's the Japanese samurai guy? That's
from, like, Justice Friends back in the day?
I'm not sure. He was in the Young Justice show. He's like an android.
Oh.
I'm not sure what guy the Japanese guy is, but...
Oh, no. That's so sad. Never mind.
Yeah. So, but he was really cool. Like, that's the first time I saw him was in Young Justice. And he's pretty cool in that.
Oh, I ended up switching back to Google from DuckDuckGo.
Oh, yeah?
I couldn't live with it. his name was just Samurai on Super Friends. Mm. That's disappointing. Never mind.
And Jessica Jones, they released another, the same thing they did for Daredevil. Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
It was very trippy.
Yeah. Because they did the same similar thing in what they did for Daredevil, where they just it's just like a 10-second, 15-second teaser, and it showed us the date of when Jessica Jones is premiering, and it's November 20th.
Yeah.
So Thanksgiving weekend, I believe.
Good.
So, and then they did the same thing they did in Daredevil to show Avengers Tower. So I guess they keep that tower up there even
after Vader's Ultron.
They're just like, yeah, we still have that. Yeah, we don't really go there anymore. But maybe Tony Stark shows up there. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
He's still like, I guess you wouldn't tear it down. I mean,
it'd be expensive. You might,
yeah, you might as well have a couple something. Different headquarters. Or you don't want to let people know they're not in there or something. I don't know.
Oh, the comic book news I read this week that Mary Jane is moving. Was it Mary?
Tony Stark, yeah.
Yeah, right? She's going to be in Invincible Iron Man.
Yeah. Oh, and I saw these. See, the Amadeus Cho is the new Hulk.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's the new Hulk.
Cool.
So that's pretty sweet.
That, and then Gwen Stacy is now going to Dead Gwen instead of Spider Gwen.
Oh, yeah.
She's going to be in the new Deadpool comics.
I want to see, like, the all-new, all-different Avengers in the movies.
Yeah.
There's a pretty sweet team they got lined up there.
So, yeah. It'll be interesting. Interesting happenings in the comic books. Oh, and then video game news. Deadpool is being re-released on Xbox One and PS4. The Activision game.
Hmm.
So, I think they're trying to build some hype with it for the movie and stuff like that. So
yeah. I've seen a lot of, like, Deadpool, like, election things. Like, 2016, yeah, vote everything. For Deadpool. So much of it.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And Star Wars Episode 8 news, where, yes, we're on to that already. It's shooting this month in Ireland, so even before the other movie's out. And for the female lead, there were three contenders, but one joined another project, so they assume she's off because of that. So the two contenders are Tatiana Maslany and Gina Rodriguez are up for some mystery role, female lead, whatever it is. And then I thought this was interesting. Force Awakens news. It was Force Friday when we were gone.
Yeah.
So they released all the toys and stuff. And one of the toys that they released was a Finn John Boyega doll, and it had an American accent. And I was kind of shocked by that, actually. Because I assumed he would have an accent, but
I assumed it would be like his... Isn't his normal accent like British?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I assumed it would be. But apparently, that's just... it's an American... It sounds weird to me. But I was like, oh, I'm kind of glad I know, because if I would have gone in blind,
it'd be jarring a little bit.
It would jar to me. I think it would take me a while, because I've only seen him with his acting with his British accent. But
did you see the BB-8 toy?
The remote control one.
The one you can control with your phone. There's two. There's one from Target that you control with the remote control,
mm-hmm.
and there's another one that you control with your phone. I ended up pre-ordering one of the phone ones.
Nice.
Not going to be here until November to December.
Really? Yeah. Really?
So far out.
Because I heard they're going to have updates mm-hmm. throughout, like, leading up to the movie. Yeah. And, like, I saw a little commercial for it where, like, I think through your phone, it, like, has a projector on it or something.
Yeah, like, it does, like, VR, and you can see, like, a projection and stuff on your phone. And he'll just follow you around the house, like, and he's voice activated. That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. I say he, but...
Yeah, we don't really...
It's a robot.
Yeah, exactly.
But... Yeah, I'm pretty excited for those.
Yeah, the BB-8 toys are really cool.
Yeah. I just want it in my hand.
And on Netflix today...
Let's go back in time.
This is back because we went... When we did an episode a couple weeks ago, we did not have anything come out on Netflix. They were very lagging on what was coming out. So now we have the official list, but out already is... The Reconstruction of William Zero, Banshee Chapter, Dark Summer, The One, Bedults, Still Game, 1971, Capital C, Aliens on the Moon, The Truth Exposed, Living on $1, also out, Bad Night, Entertainment, Nas, Time is Illmatic, I Dream of Wires, Left Behind is out, All Things to All Men, Starry Eyes, Monsters University, Toy Story, Still Life, Promised Land, and The Wise Kids.
So a lot of stuff to watch.
A lot of stuff added to Netflix.
Some of it sounds very weird, like that weird alien... It's a documentary, apparently.
Yeah.
Aliens on the Moon, The Truth Exposed.
very weird.
I think Netflix has a very low threshold for allowing movies on their website.
I think so.
But yeah, come back tomorrow for some of Leftovers. Because who doesn't like some Leftovers? I do.
Everyone likes Leftovers.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.